Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
We'd unpack all things to do with Ekasinomics. This is essentially a new feature where we profile entrepreneurs who are building new businesses within the township economy, but also trying to reflect on their experiences, the niche markets that they've opened up into, and how they are even digitizing concepts that we're quite familiar with. Amaroom. Well, many of us use that phrase to talk about the back rooms that are often rented out in order to generate a little bit more income for Uma Stand or the person who owns the primary residence. And of course, also trying to understand how it is that people can digitize this kind of service. Well, that's exactly what our guest this evening has done. He is the co-founder of Amaroom. It's an app that does exactly that. The same way Uber and other e-hailing taxi services can connect you with a car, Amaroom does look to connect you with a landlord within the township who can give you a room, a space to rent out, and even qualifying in terms of cost and understanding the price range that you want to interact on. Just sounds so simple, right? Taking what we know and what we're familiar with and just digitizing it. But to help us share his entrepreneurial experience and a little bit more about the app Amaroom, we're joined by Israel Mashele, commonly referred to as Izzy, who is the founder of the app Amaroom's. Put Israel, Izzy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm so amped to be on this platform. Thank you. I'm literally getting goosebumps. Ooh. Just hearing you say the word Amaroom on Kaya FM.
We like that. Thank you so much. I'm actually quite excited. We're going to play horns for you at some point in this conversation. That's purely because I'm just really excited, right?
We'll go up there. Awesome. Thank you.
Izzy, this is a very interesting solution, and it just reminds me about the beauty of entrepreneurship. You take what we have, you better it, you make it more accessible to the stakeholders in the environment.
100%.
And you've digitized something that we're all quite familiar with. Tell us more about this journey and how this concept actually came about.
Jeez, man, there's so many inspirations that I can draw from. Literally every day I get a new idea of, oh, shit, that inspired me. Oh, wow, that inspired me. But the one that I think that pops out for me was literally when I'm walking around the townships, all I see is just papers everywhere, advertising on street posts. And, you know, and I just thought that, you know, having a digitalized solution would be a win for the app and a win for the communities in the townships. So also, you know, another idea sparked was, you know, I'm still using taxis because most of my money is funded into the app. So I literally sold my car and I don't know, my maxed out my credit cards. I'm on, I don't know how many loans.
Wow.
So
look at you.
I'm on my last straw. Yeah, so I'm still very much in the middle of the mass market. Not the mass market, people like me. I'm still catching a taxi, you know. I'm still buying Amakuinya every day. So I'm engaged with this community. I see all of the problems. I see everybody using their smartphones on the phone in the taxi. So that's when I made the connections and said, listen, why don't we just come up with an app that connects everybody and helps Uma Stand.
Exactly. I love how genuine and authentic your story is, because that's often how solutions are found, right? When it's a lived experience, when you immerse
in
the culture and within the experience. But I guess for someone who's still unfamiliar with the app or hasn't logged on to the website, which is straightforward, amarooms.co.za.
Yes.
Help us understand how it essentially works.
That's simple. All you do is just download it. It's a popular phrase. Everybody knows immediately when you say Amaroom, it clicks. So you just download the app and...
Hey, Amaroom, easy.
Amaroom, yes. Yes, Google.
I'm teasing.
Yes, but obviously you just download it on Play Store, on App Store. It's available there. You just search AMA, Room, and the app will be available on your handset. Mm. And it's very user-friendly. As soon as you download it, you just kind of choose whether you're a tenant or a landlord. If you say you choose a landlord, there's a step-by-step guide to you uploading your rooms and submitting. It's a very, very, very easy. And as soon as you submit, you just have it there on the platform and you just wait for tenants, potential tenants to connect with you. And I've used it myself because at home we've got my mom's a retired domestic worker and she's got back rooms. So I've loaded some of her rooms on the platform. And it's strange. You just have random people WhatsApping you looking for a room.
Mm.
So it works. It works beautifully. And also, if you log on to the app, you can see there's rooms that are available and there's rooms that are taken. So if say you're a landlord and you don't want to be bothered anymore and you don't want to receive any more potential tenants, you just click taken and it takes you off the grid. And if you look at all of the rooms that are off the grid, there's so many. They're all listed there. There's people saying taken, 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 taken.
Yes.
And which means that the platform is working, you know?
Exactly.
It's working very well.
I must tell you, I'm on the website and it's super simple to navigate. You highlight the areas where rooms are available, from Lanesha to Tembisa to Protea Glen.
Everywhere, you know. Exactly. They say that the web itself is an ocean of information where you can just say, call someone from India or Canada and you can literally just whisper through the phone and they will hear you. So why not have the same connections, you know, if you're looking for a room and you need to work with the mind, you just log on the app and you easily connect. And then if things don't go well and you need to come back, you just connect, log on to the app and you look around Soweto, you look around Alex, you look around Tembisa, and you can just easily connect with the app. It's user-friendly and it's integrated with WhatsApp. So that's a platform that people are familiar with.
I'm blown away by your creativity in terms of taking something so simple and really I'm leveraging the growth opportunities that you've had.
Simplicity always wins. Yes.
Exactly.
You gotta keep it simple.
But on that, how simple have you made it for you? Because I'm assuming you need to vet the properties, make sure that before you list them on your website, that these are places that are not only amenable for people to live in,
but, 100%.
You know, also within safe spaces where Uma Stand won't give them a tough time. So how do you manage that on your end?
We've got a back door to the app. If I can just simplify it, it's admin control. So what we do is that we vet whoever is submitting. So then we cross-reference the information with their, say, their email address and their number and their name. So if any of that information doesn't align, we do not approve the property. So that's one way we're monitoring the app. Also, we want the community to get involved. You know, there's an option where people can comment on the uploaded property. So, for example, if you've been to that property and you've seen it and you've viewed it and you've seen it, you've spoken to Uma Stand, you can just click on there's an endorse button. It's like a star. So it's like a rating star. You just click on that star. And just let everybody know that, no, guys, I've been here and I viewed this room. It's legit, you know. It's a very scary word to throw into the app. It's trustworthy. I know that the everyone else uses a rating system, but we literally use the word trust. So just to remind users that, listen, we are in an open platform. You need to be careful. So you need to be alert of these sort of things.
Exactly. I love how you've grown this business. And as you say, you've kept it simple. You involving the community and people to actually actively participate. And I'm keen to understand, going forward, what's next? You're bootstrapping as an entrepreneur. You're building your profile. You're getting the messaging out there. But how else can we partner, grow and scale this business with you?
Anyone who wants to get involved and work with me, that's the bigger plan, to just grow the platform and see where it takes it. What's nice about it is that what's nice about computers and the internet is that you can always update, you can always improve. You know, you can, if you do something wrong, you can always take a step back and regroup and fix where you went wrong. So it's almost like a never ending growth process that I might have to pass on to whoever comes next. So for us, we just take it one day at a time, you know, and it's just marketing, getting the name out there and hopefully having an impact into the South African townships.
Definitely. We love your story, Israel, and definitely continue to support your growth together with
your partner,
Oskido Mate. I understand he's the partner that has also helped you in terms of developing this app. And of course, want to increase the profile in terms of making sure that more South Africans actively participate in rebuilding.
Definitely. I'm sure after this interview, there's going to be some numbers, man.
Right?
There's going to be some charts.
You know us.
So I appreciate the collaboration. I really do appreciate the collaboration.
Oh, Israel, well, we wish you nothing but the best going forward and look forward to your growth. We make this commitment that we will touch base with you in at least 6 months' time, just to find out new developments that you've undertaken.
I'll be on standby. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Israel. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening. Really appreciate it. That's the founder of AmaRoom, quite literally an app that allows you to find a room in a local township or area that you would like to stay in, democratizing and digitizing concepts that we're quite familiar with. That was one of the co-founders, Israel Mashele, sharing some insight into this business and journey with us this evening.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.